My youngest brother would often tell me when preaching, don't ignore the harder lines. And the only reason I bring that up is because the hard line that just jumps out at me is this: people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Because that's what it feels like in the current state of the church. Honoring God in our lips, but we know of all of the scandals that truly show the hearts being far from the Lord. And it's really what the state of the world is in. The state of the church, everything around it. Because when we look at what makes the heart go away from the Lord, it is sin. It's the very sins that we hear of at the end of the gospel. The evil thoughts. The unchastity that we know of through bishops, through priests. But if we look at it in a wider scheme, even the unchastity that is done in adultery, the unchastity of extramarital relations or premarital relations, the unchastity of watching quite graphic scenes, if you know what I mean, through the internet. These types of things are what are corroding the very inside of the person, making our heart drift away from God. But it's not just that. It's also the murders that are going on, the violence that we have in our cities, the violence that we have throughout the world, the genocides that we often hear of, abortion, the legalization now of euthanasia in certain states. We see then a corrosion of life. But we also see the theft, the greed that happens in the corporate worlds, the deceit that happens in the church with the cover-ups, the deceit that happens in government. No matter what political affiliation, Democrat or Republican, we see all of these sins in this very part, showing forth how far our hearts can go away from God. And the thing is I'm not trying to point my finger at other people, because what really convicts me is myself. I can see these same types of things, maybe not these specific sins, but I conclude in here anger. I can include in here gossip. There's been times I've been envious. There's been times that I've been prideful and arrogant. That I see then within myself that, you know, I can come and offer Mass, but is my heart really with the Lord? Is my heart really unified to Him? I mean, it could be the very folly of me wondering, will KU actually win more than one football game this year? That could be the whole thing, that now in this very Mass of having that part. How sad that is. That my heart could drift away from God over KU football. But even more so, over some other sin. That I become far away from Him. How sad that becomes, because what did we hear in the very first reading? If I may turn to it just real quickly. That for what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us? What a gift we have! We have God right here in the tabernacle. We have God right now being willing to forgive us of our sins in the confessional. God who is going to pour out His abundant love and mercy upon a wonderful child tonight after Mass in baptism. God is so close to us. And not just in the very sacraments, but in the very scriptures we read. In the very prayers we offer. God is not distant. Even though our hearts may become distant through sin, God is right beside us. trying to call us back, trying to bring us into His embrace. For He doesn't want our hearts to be distant. He doesn't want us just to be speaking to Him with our lips. He wants us communicating with Him in our hearts. And so in the midst of this sadness, this very tough line, it's easy for me at times to want to despair. It's easy for me to think, you know what? How can this change? And that's where the letter of St. James becomes so important here tonight. For the church and the world needs a renewal. And it's not a renewal that I can bring about. It's a renewal that the Holy Spirit wants to bring about in my heart, in your heart, and in every single heart. It's a renewal that we hear of when it says, humbly welcome the Word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Humbly welcome the Word. The Word is Jesus. Christ, who is present with us in the Eucharist, who is with us in the sacraments, who is with us in our prayer in the Scriptures, who is right beside us at this very Mass at this moment. And the part becomes is, how am I welcoming Him into my heart? To simply say, Lord, I want You to change me. I know I have all of this evil in my heart. I know I have this folly, this pride, this envy, the greed. It might be the unchastity. It might be the theft. It might be whatever case may be. It's in this part of saying, Lord, I can't do it myself. I need You to change me. I need You to renew me. As I want You to renew the entire church, as I want You to renew the entire world, that we will cast away this sinfulness and be claimed by You, that I may humbly welcome You, because You are the only one who can drive out this evil. You, Lord, are the only one who can save my soul. And so there's hope, my brothers and sisters. A hope in which we know God right beside us. He is not distant, but closer than we could ever imagine. All we have to do is humbly welcome Him into our hearts, into our lives, to bring about a renewal. And that renewal that we desire for the church, that renewal that we desire for the world, needs to begin with the renewal of myself. To seek to be transformed by God's grace, to be one with Him. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we draw close to the Lord in this very Mass, let us not honor Him just with our lips and keep our hearts distant, but rather, through the Eucharist, through the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, may we welcome Him into our hearts, into our lives, so that He may transform us, and we may begin, through His power, to transform the church and the world. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.